USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Joe Biden, the apparent Democratic nominee for president, denied a former staffer's claim of sexual assault and called for the release of any potential records related to the allegation, except those at the University of Delaware.
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never, never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
In a written statement issued just before the interview, Biden called the allegations, quote, complicated, and said women deserve to be treated with dignity and respect.
Believing women means taking the woman's claim seriously when she steps forward and then vet it. Look into it. That's true in this case as well.
The former staffer, Tara Reid, has asserted in numerous media interviews that she's filed personnel complaints with the Senate alleging she faced harassment in Biden's office. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
More than 1 million people around the world have now recovered from coronavirus, according to Johns Hopkins University. There have been over 3 million confirmed cases worldwide. The United States still has the most confirmed cases worldwide, also has the most recoveries with over 153,000. Germany, Spain, and China trail the U.S. respectively. The numbers come as some lockdowns and restrictions are being lifted across the globe. Conservationists from the Democratic Republic of Congo fear the coronavirus pandemic could soon even reach the country's mountain gorillas amid reports that cats and dogs are testing positive for the virus. With nearly 1,000 left in the world, the mountain gorilla population is already at risk from climate change and poachers. The nonprofit group Gorilla Doctors is on high alert since respiratory infections are the second leading cause of death among gorillas. They've now locked down an area which normally allows visitors to all but necessary personnel. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A member of the Trump administration is facing legal trouble for not obeying the CARES Act. And with more, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Department of Education and Education Secretary Betsy DeVos face a class action lawsuit demanding a stop to garnishment of student borrowers' wages. The suit was filed in District of Columbia Federal Court on behalf of borrowers whose paychecks continued to be garnished for student loans, which is a violation of the CARES Act. The law prohibits garnishment of wages of student borrowers through September 30th of 2020.
An altercation over coronavirus tests broke out between federal immigration detainees and officers at a detention center in Massachusetts, ending with three detainees being sent to a hospital and over $25,000 in damage to the center. The incident at the C. Carlos Carrero Immigration Detention Center in Bristol County also sparked numerous calls for an investigation of the situation. Bristol County Sheriff Thomas Hodgson said that 10 ICE detainees refused to go to the center's medical unit for testing for the coronavirus after each one reported having at least two symptoms of COVID-19. ICE did not respond to requests for comment. However, Hodgson said in a press conference that ICE is investigating the incident currently. Remember, stay updated with everything that's going on around the world at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.